Well, there's two openings. We opened in November of 1990 in a space that's now next to Coventry Cats, which is now a mattress place. And we went in there, and it was just opened up to get some money and get some PR and sell a few products while we're doing renovation. That's not the real big fun. We opened on April Fool's, of all days, in 1991. And during our grand opening, we had red shirts with white lettering. My in-laws gave me said big fun. And everybody just like rushed through the door. But I got to tell you, the smiles on faces. The whole idea for the first day and the opening day was for people to walk in and be overwhelmed. And they were, because the store was a fantasy land. It was a mixture between Dr. Seuss and Pee Wee Herman and one important influence, Willy Wonka. And it would be like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, because that's what I wanted. I wanted people to walk in and just say, wow, oh my God. And that's what happened. And the people who shopped at our store that day, that opening day, just incredible smiles on their faces. It was wonderful. And at that point, I knew we were going to be successful in the sense of being a community place.